of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is on. Okay, with the imposition of the ashes last Wednesday, we actually started our 40-day journey in Lent. In the early church, this journey of 40 days of Lent was considered as the last part of the 2 to 3 year journey to become a Christian. And this culminated in baptism at the Easter Vigil. It was also a time when sinners like us were reconciled to God and to the church by penance and forgiveness. Now, in our time, and for those of us who are already baptized, Lent has become a journey of renewal of our Christian life through penance and forgiveness, culminating with the renewal of our baptismal promises at the first and principal masses of Easter. Now, the assigned gospel reading on this first Sunday in Lent is about the three temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. This is always the reading for the season of Lent at the start, because it serves to remind us that our journey in our own life also has many temptations. It reminds us that when Jesus, like us, was tempted, but unlike us, he overcame the temptations. So in doing so, Jesus gives us a valuable lesson on dealing with the temptations that come our way during our journey in life. So let us look at briefly the three temptations. The first temptation, you know, that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So he was hungry. So the devil used this hunger to tempt Jesus by telling him, okay, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus answered him, Scripture says, people do not live on bread alone. In the Gospel of Matthew, he adds a particular phrase in this answer of Jesus. And in Matthew's Gospel, it says, people do not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So, if we look at the world around us today, we are tempted to look the other way so that we do not see that there are very many people who go hungry, or who go to bed without or very little food. What is more sad is that we too are guilty of falling into the temptation of allowing so much food to go to waste. So to counter this first temptation, the church invites us to observe the Lenten discipline of fasting. For fasting from food and drink should remind us to avoid wasting food and water. Additionally, fasting should help us support initiatives that provide access to the basic necessities in life. Food and water, shelter and clothing, and medicine. But this is just one side of fasting. The other side is what Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew. People do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the other side of fasting is to feed our hunger with the word of God. Concretely, we will try our best during the season of Lent to read the Bible at home. And if possible, attend the church Lenten Reflections and Fridays of Lent during this Sunday service. The second temptation, the devil tempted Jesus with power and control, leading him into the height. The devil showed him in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world and said to him, I will give to you this power and the glory of these kingdoms. Worship me then, and it shall be yours. But Jesus answered the devil, Scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. In effect, Jesus rejected the temptation to power and glory. Instead, as we see in his life and ministry, he chose the complete giving of himself to the will of God, his Father. In our world, and more clearly in our country today, more than ever, the temptation to power and control is real. The temptation to have more and more, materially, politically, culturally, stares us to the face. We just have to listen or read social media. Now to come. Temptation, which invites us to observe the Lenten discipline of almsgiving. Now, almsgiving involves the review of our relationship with others. Almsgiving moves our focus on ourselves to focusing on others, from power and control over others to sharing ourselves in service to others. Almsgiving helps us to be forgiving and self-giving. The third temptation. Then the devil took Jesus to the top of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Don't worry, the devil says, with our hands the angel will support you. The devil here is tempting Jesus to see himself on top of the world, as on top of the world, the center of attraction. That is to say, to see everything in terms of I, me, and myself. In response to the devil, Jesus says, You shall not put to the test. Simply said, Jesus was saying, This is about me. This is about the will of my Father. So remember, eventually in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus, seeing in a flash of a moment his coming pain and suffering, said, Father, if this chalice of sacrifice can pass by me, but not my will, but yours be. This is what we call the Lenten discipline of prayer. Prayer here is not self-centered, but about give me prayer. Prayer, as Jesus taught us, is about our relationship with God. He taught us to call God our Father. He calls us to focus away from our self-centeredness to becoming God-centered. For prayer is a way of detaching from self and attaching to God. We pray to keep ourselves always centered on God. So this Lent, let us overcome the temptation to focus on ourselves. Let us rather focus on others and pray for our world, our country, our church. Pray for our loved ones, our friends and neighbors, and those who suffer, and those who are in need. So, three temptations and three answers of Jesus, and three Lenten disciplines: fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, that guard us against temptations and guide us in our journey. Let us be mindful of this and hope for a fruitful Lenten journey. Amen.